Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. The U.S. labor market continues to steadily improve. The monthly job report recently showed the unemployment rate dropping to a near four-year low of 7.8% in September. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate dropped by 0.3 percentage points to its lowest point since January 2009, as employers added 114,000 workers to their payrolls. And monthly job gains for July and August were revised upward, adding 86,000 jobs. The jobless rate plummeted not because people gave up their job searches, but because the number of Americans in the workforce actually increased by more than 410,000 people in September. More than half of them likely re-entered the job market by taking part-time jobs. Wealthy U.S. investors plan to donate more to charity in the next 3 to 5 years or continue giving at current levels, according to survey results released on Wednesday. The findings appear to indicate that wealthy investors are optimistic about the stock market and their financial well-being, said the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University, which conducted the study. 23 people learned recently that they had been picked to receive $500,000 each to fund their work with no strings attached. Known as Genius Grants, the MacArthur Fellowships, given annually, are meant to provide recipients with the freedom to pursue creative activities and ambitious projects unburdened by financial concerns. This year, those activities range from bow making for string instruments to art entrepreneurship to finding a new way to lift people out of poverty. New Yorker Chris Thiel, a prodigy mandolin player, is one of the two fellows who are musicians, along with two documentary filmmakers, two photographers, and a host of writers, mathematicians, and scientists. And our top story for today, an expert coupon clipper from Sunbury, Ohio, has filled the shelves of local charities with thousands of dollars worth of products for which he paid just pennies on the dollar. Rodney Osborne began cutting the newspaper coupons when he and his wife lost their jobs and needed to save money. But these days, the couponator, as he calls himself, spreads the benefit of savings to others in need. Recently, he delivered a van full of packaged goods and personal products worth $1,500, for which he paid just $50. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.